JT and the Clouds featuring Allison Russell, who, of course, is doing solo work now. They're married and just a wonderful couple. I just really like those guys. I've got a chance to hang out with them backstage at a music festival. Grow Your Flowers from Caledonia, JT and the Clouds. Zune with Ostum featuring Leanne Bettis-Amawaki-Simpson from the EP Big Pharma, Zune. And it was Camp with The Otter from Lavender Days. It's Undercurrents. I'm Greg, back with new music from First Aid Kit in just a minute.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Don't know what to get your loved ones this season? Check out kboo.fm/merch and snag some KBOO swag to support community media in style. While you're shopping for gifts, you can make donations to help support KBOO's $75,000 goal for our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign. Now through December 31st.
Hello, I'm your host, Donald Altman, and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join us for a visit with leaders in personal and cultural transformation. The first action we take when entering this world is to take a breath. Breath is our connection with life. It's easy for breathing, however, to become second nature. Let me ask you a question. How many breaths do you usually take in a minute, each hour, in a day? Well, it's unlikely any of us have actually counted our breaths, and yet, breathing in various ways, such as with diaphragmatic breathing, have been shown to be healing and healthy for the immune system. When babies breathe, for example, their bellies move up and down. That means they're breathing deeper into the lungs. But life stress can change how we breathe. In many wisdom traditions, breathing is the gateway to health and even transcendent awareness and enlightenment. To help explore a method of breathing with roots that are deeply rooted in ancient Japan, is Akikazu Nakamura. Akikazu is an internationally recognized musician. He's been introduced at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland and has performed in over 150 cities in more than 40 countries. He's the master of the traditional Japanese flute. Now, the Japanese term for that flute, and excuse me if I don't pronounce this correctly, Akikazu, is shakuhachi. That flute itself is crafted from bamboo. Akikazu plays it by using a circular breathing method based on his own distinctive development of that called Misoku. And it's a method of breathing that has ancient origins in Japan. In fact, Akikazu's new book, which we'll be exploring today, is called Breathing with Misoku, The Undiscovered Zen Secret of Japanese Culture. I should also mention he's an award-winning composer and has released 12 CDs, which have won multiple awards. In addition to his work as a musician, Akikazu also teaches at several colleges, including the Tokyo University of Arts. Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to have Akikazu Nakamura here with us today. Hello, Akikazu, and welcome to the Pathways Show.
Hello, nice to meet you. Very glad to be here.
well, thank you. And we managed to do it despite the time differences. And where in Japan are you right now?
10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
In Tokyo.
Near Tokyo. Great. Can you tell us a little bit about, maybe we should start at the beginning here, of how your book, Breathing with Misoku, was created. How did you get into writing this book?
Actually, I heard about the name of this breathing from my teacher. And then I studied with a very old Zen monk, this traditional way of breathing. And after I learned, everything changed, which we can see, we can hear. So it makes me different, very sensitive. So I would like to write for that book in Japanese. And actually, Japanese book published 10 years ago. My friend introduced me to the British book company, O Books, and then they started to try to publish this book, whole world.
Okay. So that was kind of the journey of the book. And let's go back to your playing this ancient Japanese flute, the shakuhachi. How did you become a player of that instrument? And it very unusual instrument, isn't it? And it's very haunting and beautiful. And it has kind of a wide mouthpiece, so it's not a reed mouthpiece. It takes a lot of breath to play it, doesn't it? Can you tell us about how you became interested in that flute?
Yeah. Actually, I played electric guitar in my young age, and I tried to change the tone color by the volume and then tone control and then effector and the control of amplifier. And then every day I tried to make a same kind of sound of Jimi Hendrix, something like that. But one day I listened to one record of contemporary classical style record. It was performed by Toronto Symphony Orchestra and Japanese traditional shakuhachi and traditional biwa. Biwa means kind of lute. So at that time, I heard the sound of shakuhachi first time, and then that sound much tremendous than electric guitar, and but performed by just one person without electricity. So I was really surprised, and I wanted to try playing this instrument. So I called that player, and I'd like to learn. And he said, oh, this is the first time. I said, I have never touched it yet. So he said, oh, I'm not sure I can teach, he said, but he said, anyway, please come to see what's going on. and I went there, and the sound is much greater than I listened to from the record. So I started to run, and that was the Zen monk style.
Yeah, and it's interesting, in your book you talked about how the Zen monks had played this instrument, and but they never really wrote down how they played it.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you had to kind of learn on your own to discover this.
This is a radio, so I can show how the sound is different.
Great, great.
Actually, folk song or with chamber music in Japan, it's like a... like this. But Zen monk style is really different, like... or something like that, like a...
Wow, sounds completely different.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. You can get those different sounds out of that flute. And was your breathing different when you played these two different pieces for us?
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, Zen style using missoku totally. So missoku means always. Sometimes abdominal breathing. When we inhale, we contract our abdomen, and then we exhale, we expand the abdomen, right? Mm-hmm. But missoku always expanding, so doesn't move at all, like this. But the abdominal breathing is like this. The body moving and it take a long time.
Yeah. So the second time, if you're just listening to us, because I'm watching Akikuzu here, and I was watching how the second time your body was really moving, and the first time it was very still. It was even hard to tell you were breathing.
Yes.
Well, let me read something that you wrote in your book. You wrote, under the influence of Japan's distinctive natural environment and lifestyle, the Japanese people have traditionally adopted a low center of gravity in order to obtain a physique with a good, extremely good sense of centering. The Misoku breathing method involves constantly tilting the pelvis and using the strength of the legs, hips, and abdomen, resulting in the cultivation of a sensibility in which both the individual and their environment are seen through the prism of calmness. Mm-hmm. The prism of calmness, that sounds incredible. I've done a lot of breath work in the Buddhist tradition of breath mindfulness, mm-hmm. but it's very different from what you're talking about here. And by the way, you have pictures in your book that were very helpful to help me see what you meant about the expansion and contraction and how to move the diaphragm. So that was very helpful. But could you talk a little bit about this prism of calmness that's cultivated through the practice of the Misoku breathing?
Yeah. Actually, Misoku makes all the culture in Japan. So... when we breathing by Misoku, body doesn't move at all, and in a very calm, so our sensitivity is getting more and more, and it's very easy to listen to even a very soft sound in the nature. So we can feel we are absorbed in nature. We can be part of the nature. And then we cultivated a lot of culture in, with the nature.
And would that also extend to relationships with other people and a calmness when you're working or what you're doing, other things?
Yes. So between Japanese people, we don't move not so aggressively, always calm. So in the room or in any place, if we're doing move a lot, it's very impolite for other Japanese people. So always we stay very calm situation, and we don't speak loud, very in calm. And so sometimes we are very surprised, like Western people doing very energetic way of expression.
You know, hey, you bring up a lot of different interesting topics in your book. You even talked about how you connected a Misoku with the art of invisibility as practiced by the ninjas, and you know, how you could, in a way, just through the, maybe through the sense of calmness, but almost become just a part of the background. In other words, you're not pushing. It's almost like the ego is kind of sublimated in a way.
Actually, the attitude for the nature or for everything, it's a kind of Misoku is mainly inhaling is a main part, but abdominal breathing is exhaling is a main part. So when we doing a Misoku, we can absorb everything from the circumstance, but we doing a abdominal breathing, mainly exhaling, so expressing and then pushing to the nature or circumstance. That kind of attitude is really different, I feel.
So it's a very much, it's breathing that cultivates this kind of attitude. How does Misoku relate to Zen in Japan?
Yeah, actually, in China, they didn't do Misoku so much, but that kind of Zen-style Buddhism came into Japan. Japanese changed a little bit with Misoku, much more calm, much more nothing, and then so the most important things we have to think in the Zen is nothing is everything, or empty is all fulfillment.
So the monks practice this breathing method?
Yes, yes, yes. But actually, in the traditional period, whole Japanese doing a Misoku, because it's derived from the working in a rice paddy field or in the mountain or steep slope, and then wearing the obisash.
Is that the robe or kimono?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a kind of belt of kimono.
Yeah, and so the way that you wear that, you're talking about a movement, and you know, with the hills and the nature side, and how you hold your body, and how you even wear your clothes.
Yeah,
keep you in that state where you're connected with the Misoku.
Yes. Actually, when we work rice paddy field, we have to fold the knee and then make the pelvis tilted. In that posture, we have to work. So at that time, we have to expand the abdomen. So in that field, all the people doing a Misoku, And the obi sash is we put on the pelvis, a little bit lower than the belt. So we have to roll on the bone. So it means it's easy to come down. So we have to push the obi sash and the kimono by abdomen. So we have to always expand.
Yeah. And you talked about the pelvic tilt or tilting your pelvis. Is this something that people in, you know, the West can learn and do this kind of breathing? And
yes, yes. Mm. If you make the pelvis down, you can do the same thing.
And it's probably good for your entire body, too, to learn how to get that kind of movement in that part of the body as well.
Yeah.
You've worked with a lot of different kinds of music. You've done classical music and jazz and... And do you apply Masoku to all of those? And how is it different depending on the music?
Yeah. Actually, like a jazz or Western classical music have a lot of energy by abdominal breathing. So always crescendo. It's getting louder. But sometimes Japanese music... is always the same volume, so we can feel just one tone, we can feel the calmness in the even in the aggressive rhythm.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too, does the breathing help you stay calm? Because getting in front of a large audience, do you get nervous at all?
Not so much, because that kind of breathing makes me very cool, so I can be stay and I can feel silence all in my body.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, you know, I was wondering about how do we begin to practice Misoku, and I thought maybe would you be willing to share a brief meditation or guided breath with us?
Yes, of course.
Great. So, and of course, I guess some of our audience might be driving, so they maybe just would do this later or when they get home, or they could listen to it again, of course.
Okay. Sit on the chair and then make your thigh parallel and then make your knee on for the right angle. And then your toes should be in front or a little bit inside. And then make pelvis tilted. But at that time, don't make the backbone round too much. So make the backbone straight and make the pelvis down. But don't decline to backside not so much. So, a little bit straight or incline forward a little bit is better. And then gradually inhale from the nose and then expanding your abdomen and then keep the abdomen out. Keep the abdomen out and then exhale again from the mouth gradually. And then maybe if you cannot keep your abdomen out, you can feel, you can expand the abdomen just a little bit. And then fire expanding, inhale again slowly and then exhale from the mouth a little bit, and then inhale, exhale, and then at this moment, you can feel very calm. It means your body doesn't move at all. So gradually, but now we have to do tense the surface of your abdomen, but we have to relax the inside of your abdomen. So relax, relax, and then keep that position, and then try to inhale a little bit deeper again from the nose, and then keep abdomen out, maybe feel expanding a little bit more, and then exhaling. At that time you can tense a little bit, it's okay. And then relax, and then inhale a little bit deeper, and then exhaling. Okay, inhale deeper, exhale more. Yeah, this is a first step. If you can relax, and we use a little bit more imagination, we can deep more, we can inhale deep.
Well, that's beautiful. I know I have to be honest with you. That was kind of hard for me to do, to keep the abdomen out. I haven't normally breathed like that. So it could. You know, how long does it take to somebody to? Maybe it gets a little easier. I felt it getting a little easier. But how long would I have to practice this every day? I wanted to really learn this
every day. Anywhere, anytime you can practice. Because nobody recognize we can practice. So file meeting or file you moving by train, you can relax and make your pelvis down and then practice. So totally 50 times in a day, you can progress. So gradually you can be relaxed.
So gradually increase the number of breaths.
Yes.
You take, yes. And so what I like about it, you could do it kind of ninja style when nobody's watching, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So ninja also using this breathing.
That's interesting, isn't it? Well, you know, Akikazu, I would love to talk longer. There's a lot more we could explore when we've run out of time for today. But I do want to tell your listeners about your website, and it's akikazu.jp/English. So if you're here in the Portland area, Oregon, or if you're streaming this and you speak English, Akikazu, by the way, is spelled akikazu.jp/English, and that will take you to your site. And is your book on that site as well? I think it is, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good, good. You know, I also wanted to say, and that's, of course, that's the website where you can learn more about Akikazu's work and his book. He's got a number of different YouTube videos of him playing that wonderful music. I'd also wanted to say that Breathing with Masoku is much more than a book about breath. At least I found that. You know, this book helps us experience and understand how culture and environment change our most basic perceptions. You know, Akikazu today was talking about sensitivity, and it can even change our relationship to time and space. So I want to thank you personally, Akikazu, for writing this wonderful book.
Okay, thank you very much. Everybody can pre-order now, and then also I'm teaching for foreigners in the whole world by Zoom. So please contact me anytime.
Okay, wonderful. That's great. You know, for those who tune into the Pathway Show late, this is your host, Donald Altman, author of the new spiritual adventure novel, Travelers, a 2023 Next Generation Indie Book Awards recipient. And then my Simply Mindful book series includes Simply Mindful Meal by Meal, Simply Mindful Resilience, the Simply Mindful Coloring Book, and Simply Mindful, a 7-week course and personal handbook for mindful living. Information about my other books, courses, and CDs can be found at mindfulpractices.com. In a second, I'll tell you how you can rewind and replay this interview whenever you want. via the internet, or as a free podcast. Today, we've been visiting with author Akikazu Nakamura, a leader in the fields of music and the power of breath. I want to say thank you to all our listeners for tuning into Pathways, which is broadcast and streamed via KBOO-FM Sunday mornings and at 8:30 USA Pacific Time. Podcasts of today's show, which you can listen to and forward to others, are available for free at divination.com, and that's spelled divination.com, as well as via iTunes and other free podcast servers. This is Donald Altman, along with Pathways host Paul O'Brien, reminding you to tell your friends about Pathways radio and podcasts. Thanks again to Akikazu Nakamura and to all of you listeners for tuning in and being a part of the Pathways conversation.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and on the web at kboo.fm.
You're listening to KBOO's catalog of connections.